Hello, everyone. This is Alex. I just wanted to pop on here to let you all know that my dumbass was a little bit extra tired this week, and I forgot to plug my microphone in before we started recording. So for today's episode, for about the first 10 to 15 minutes, my audio is going to be a little bit out of whack. My sincerest apologies, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Alex.
And welcome
to the best 2-on-1 ever!
Ugh, it's like synchronized swimming.
I know, we're amazing. We're just so in sync, really, me and you.
It really is. I feel like we've grown. Like we've really, you know, worked on it for such a long time. Uh-huh. Finally, like midway through our second season of the podcast, this is when we sound somewhat decent. That's funny. But today we are obviously here to talk all things BIP. I don't know if you call it BIP or BIP. I call it BIP.
Who calls it BIP?
Some of my friends.
I'm sorry. If you're listening to this podcast and you call it BIP, please hang up.
Or I thought you were going to say, and if you're friends with Amanda. That's what I thought you were going to say. But let's like jump into where we left off from last week. So Lace comes back to the beach, right? And Rodney was like so scared to hug her. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And no hug goodbye. And then at least like I commend Rodney because he didn't want to waste his time. You know, like he knew that he was into Eliza. Are you going to Bachelor Grinch on me and side with Lace here?
I said, I mean, I don't know Lace, but it sure as hell seems like she has been to hell and back and in this franchise, and I feel for her. I don't think what Rodney did was wrong.
No, but at the same time, though, it was like too much crying for someone who was with Rodney for maybe, what, like 2 weeks?
I do feel like this is not just crying from this moment. This is crying from everything that Lace has been through in the franchise.
That's fair. To be fair, I mean, like, she was engaged on BIP, and she's had some successful relationships, not with my man Ben Higgins because she needs to back off. But otherwise, like, she hasn't had the best time. Maybe it's just, you know, time to move on. To give you an idea, we're still in the middle of the separation and Brandon is losing his shit, same with Serene, and then Logan is just going through a freaking love triangle here. You know, it's between Shanae and Sarah. So basically, as Johnny said, I'm going to skip a couple pages. It's Geometry Beach, right? So Logan is actually in a triangle with Kate, Shanae, and Sarah. However, Kate and Sarah are friends. And then Kate had like a thing for Jacob. And then Jacob was with Jill. So it's like, it's a freaking shit show, basically in a nutshell, right, Alex?
I just think it's funny because I remember, I think it was like one of the very first Paradise teases, like before the season started, we saw Logan making out with every single woman on the beach, it felt like. I'm surprised that it's taken this long to get to it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Kate flipped the switch to being interested in Logan. Poor Jacob, but I feel like Jacob could have seen that coming. I don't know. I'm being mean, I guess. And then Kate did the whole, like, we need to talk thing. Jacob handled it pretty well, though, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But at the same time, Kate and Logan are really hands-on. Hi, Layla.
Oh, yes, everyone. If you can hear her, Layla is here. She was barking like crazy, so I let Amanda handle Geometry Beach.
And... yes.
Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, she just purred. We'll see if she makes some sense. It's been a couple weeks since
Layla, you haven't been on the podcast in a while. Have you been watching? No.
Layla, have you been watching the podcast? Do you like Bachelor in Paradise? Layla, this is Amanda. Do you like Amanda?
She does.
It's Amanda.
She does.
She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's like, it's too early for me. I can't deal.
Layla, make some sounds on the mic.
She's like, give me food.
Yeah.
If you don't have food, then then I can't. Oh, I kind of missed a little bit. So let me just backtrack for a second.
Yeah, go back. We got all the time in the world.
Before, you know, I was talking about Geometry Beach and shit. Mm-hmm. I forgot to mention that before they all went back to the beach, no one was hitting it off with Rick and Olu.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So because of that, they both went home.
That was fucked up. How do you feel about that?
Why didn't they like give them two new men or like sent those guys to the beach anyway, maybe to have like a different connection with someone else?
Why didn't like Florence and Sarah go home is my question. They didn't have connections with anyone. Like, why are we only, and also Rick and Olu are fucking amazing. You know, it's not like this is like a Peter. They are catches. Yeah.
And the girls were just like not interested at all. And then another love triangle right now, which is crazy to me. Tell me what you think of this and if you ship it. Victoria and Alex and then Johnny, right? That's another triangle. So it's really like freaking Geometry Beach. I mean, he's not wrong. So what do you think of Alex and Victoria?
I don't really remember Alex too well. Like,
well, he was on Rachel Lindsay's season, which I don't think you watched that one.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because Nick Viall was my first. I recognize him. I think he's super attractive. The whole episode, I was like, does he have an accent or does he not? I don't know. I'm like, is he from somewhere?
I think he is, but I cannot recall
where. Yeah, that like he would have an accent.
Sorry, guys. We're recording this in the morning and we can't think straight. Just as a PSA.
And I think he's super attractive. I think him and Victoria look good together. But we'll get into it a little bit more when we switch into episode 2 about some of the things that Victoria said to Johnny that made me maybe lean towards Johnny in this situation. What about you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely for Johnny in this. As much as I think Alex is a sexy beast and
oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone named Alex is a sexy beast. Let's just get the record straight.
Oh, okay, Alex. But I'm talking about a different one. Sorry.
Oh, okay, fine.
Just one time.
Just this one time. Just this one time.
No, yeah, I think he's great. And you know what? Alex, maybe if you want him. He's cute. He's tall.
No, we'll see. I don't want to date someone with my name, though.
That's true. It's a little weird. You'd be like, Alex. Yeah. No, I can't. Back to the whole Logan, Shanae shit. Go ahead.
Speaking of Shanae, did you reference the very intimate moment that Shanae shared with one Genevieve when they were getting drunk together?
I know. Oh my God. It's like kind of weird, but it's kind of funny at the same time.
I said Jen and Shanae are the next Aaron and James.
That's true.
Yeah. They're really leaning into the friendship.
It's kind of funny though. Like they really couldn't stand each other. And now it's like they're two different animals.
Yeah.
And then they're like dropping it low at the pool.
We never see people get drunk on the show. Like we've heard before, like producers limit how many drinks, but like they were like really knocking them back.
They were really at it. It's just kind of funny. They were just so drunk. And I wrote my notes. Oh my God, dead.
Dead.
There's really nothing else to put. Okay. So let's just talk about this weird ass date with Logan and Kate. The massages. Did you see Logan's face in the massage table? He was like, no, you didn't see it. It was just...
Amanda, honestly, right now, I couldn't tell you a single, like, I've got notes in front of me. I couldn't tell you a single detail about their date.
Okay. Well, I'll just explain it. So basically it was just like an oy vey moment. I don't know what the frick, Shanae was rubbing on his back. Logan rubbed some mud. I said Shanae, I'm sorry. Kate was like rubbing some weird shit on Logan. And then Logan was putting some mud on Kate's back.
Sexy.
And she was in a white bikini.
No, no.
That is an automatic no.
No.
You cannot do that to a girl, period. In a white bikini or even like a white outfit.
Yeah, no.
We get all dressed up. Come on.
You and me, Amanda, we're in white right now. Imagine Logan just walked onto this podcast and was like,
Mud. Let me just, where's the mud real quick? But I wanted to ask you, I mean, I guess I can answer this then because I don't know if you'll have.
I'm
So
like, did I watch this day? I don't know.
I said, do you think Logan should have broken up with Sarah because he likes Kate? Did you see that part where he kind of just like went on the date with Kate and didn't really talk to Sarah?
I don't know. I don't think it was right,
Yeah.
especially because Sarah was more like all in on Logan, and Logan was playing the like really feel things for Shanae card. So I'm not opening up to you. And then all of a sudden he just goes on a date with someone else. Like that was kind of effed up.
Hashtag rude. That's all I have to say. I'm just gonna pray to baby Jesus real quick. That's all. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna sit here and pray to baby Jesus.
That was something else. I was like,
Amen.
they never talk about religion on this show, and now all these people are like, baby Jesus, baby Jesus. And then what did Victoria say? She goes, well, Jesus doesn't care, he's actually 33 or something like that. I was like, why is Jesus 33?
That's so
Like he's
messed up.
thousands of years old. Why is he 33 in your mind?
I don't know. But I okay, so back to like Kate and Logan. I'm not feeling it.
Really?
I just don't think they're gonna last. There's just too much toxicity around them. I hate to disagree with you.
No, I'm not saying. I just want to hear your
Yeah, I
perspective.
just feel like they're not getting enough support, and then Shanae's already a problem. I just think Logan needs to start all over.
I'm the problem, it's me.
I'm the problem, it's me. And then he said his connection with Kate is through the roof.
Yeah, he seems really excited about Kate, and we really
No,
haven't
I
seen him get
agree.
excited
I
about
agree.
anyone.
And Kate is a pretty chatty girl.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just my POV. But let's go back to Johnny Boy.
Johnny.
Johnny Boy. Johnny said, you know, that he still has his eyes on Victoria, and then Victoria was saying how Alex is someone she would normally date, like that's her type. And she got the date card, obviously, and she asked Alex, and you know, they just got a boring dinner date, you know, where we don't see them eat and they just have real deep conversation because that's The Bachelor, period. The whole
Period.
franchise summarized in one sentence, people. So you can stop listening to this podcast now if you want to, because I just explained everything. So, you know, what the fuck was I gonna say? I can't speak
You were
today.
talking about their date.
Yeah, exactly that. Copy paste. So, Alex is just so hot. So I would just be like, Johnny who? But I feel bad for Johnny though. Like I
Yeah,
just was like
I feel
going
like we've
back and
seen
forth.
another side of Johnny on this Paradise season. Like, even though he made it to Gabby's hometowns, like, I never saw him like smitten. He's a little smitten kitten for Victoria. It's really sweet.
Yeah, this is like a different side of Johnny. And now, speaking of a different side, I'm gonna move on to Brittany for a second. She now has a change of heart and wants Tyler. Do you ship it?
I don't know. I mean,
Okay.
Shanae and Tyler went on a date, and like, I wasn't team Shanae and Tyler. And now I'm like, am I team Tyler and Brit? I do like Tyler. I do really like Brit. So I'm like, whatever they want, let's fucking do it.
Yeah, I mean, Shanae's pissed that Brittany's with Tyler, but Tyler kissed Brittany first before Shanae,
True.
which is a true statement. And Shanae's kitty claws were out, you know? And Serene said it best truthfully that Shanae used to have like everyone all over her, if I'm making any sense, you know?
True. She had three dates.
Playa. It's just gonna be like a freaking shit show. And okay, let's just move on. My mom wrote something in my notebook. It says Genevieve is like a high school girl making trouble saying that she would throw eggs at Brittany.
True. It's
She
true.
wrote in my notebook just that one part. I'm like,
Thank
thank
you,
you.
Carrie. We
We
appreciate
love
your
you.
input.
Thank
We love
you.
you.
So I'm gonna go into my automatic transition voice.
Let's hear
BIP EP5 Part 2. The saga continues.
it.
The saga continues. Okay, so we already talked about the Shanae Genevieve friendship. I'm reading through my notes to see what the frick I missed. So basically, the girls return to the beach. This is where the shit goes down.
And the girls return to the beach like in pairs.
Right? They didn't
like,
come
they don't
as
return
one.
All at once. What did
yeah,
you think
I didn't,
of that?
I didn't like that. I just wish that they all came together and then.
Like, I love how they do it on Love Island, where they like walk down the stairs and they're like, are they coupled up or are they not?
I love that. You know, I love that show.
And like, this is like a little weird. And like, the men didn't come back yet either. It's just like, what the fuck is going on?
Right. No, you're not wrong. So basically, Jacob told Jill that she's not his person. Jill didn't really take it very well. Bye, Jill. She left.
But also, good on Jacob.
No, true. I agree.
Kate ditched him, and he could have easily been like, okay, I'm going back to Jill now. But he was honest, and he was like, oh, I didn't feel it.
I respect him.
I do, too.
Jill's a little dramatic. It's fine.
I was honestly surprised she sent herself home.
Well, she did just that.
Amanda.
Alexandra.
I'm realizing right now that my microphone was not plugged in this whole time.
Oh my god, this is just the day we're having.
What a day. So Aaron and Genevieve, surprisingly, had a pretty good reunion. I kind of had a feeling, though, that he would remain faithful to her. Did you think that Aaron was going to remain faithful to her the whole time? Or
I did. He even said something along the lines of like, we made a verbal commitment to each other and I wasn't going to like dishonor that or something. And I was like, oh, Aaron, you're a sweetie pie. And he was like, I'm so sorry that you were feeling so sad this whole time. Like, I was so happy for them.
Yes, I know. I was too. So I wrote Aaron remained faithful. And then obviously we're going to talk about what everybody was dreading on the beach. Logan and Shanae.
I was shocked that they did this reunion like early. I thought they were going to save it for the end of the episode.
That's what I thought too. So what did you think of it?
Honestly, I feel like I'm siding with Logan.
Me too.
I thought what he said was very true.
She did the same thing to him.
He called her out and he was like, the whole time you kept saying, oh, I'm juggling two men. Oh, James this. Oh, Logan that. Oh, James this. And he's like, that hurt me.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
And I was really impressed to see Logan handle that situation so well. And I don't think Shanae freaked out in like an extreme way. Like, I think both of them handled the situation as best as they could.
Well, Shanae handled it the Shanae way.
Exactly.
The Shanae 2.0. And then Logan was like, can I give you a hug? She's like, no.
Yeah. And she went back to talking about herself in the third person.
I know. And then yet she pulls him for another conversation. The Shanae-o is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And Shanae's like, Logan is just straight up gutter trash.
Yeah.
Completely disagree. So, and then Kate and Shanae are now battling it out. She like walked away from Kate and Kate was trying to like make peace.
Mm-hmm.
And Shanae's like, no, get out of my face. And she mm-hmm. walked away. So, you know, it's probably just because she's still feeling shit for Logan. And
I thought it was interesting that, I mean, Shanae was literally 2 seconds away from fucking Tyler.
Yep.
And she literally used the words like, I'm all in on Logan. And I'm just like, since when? Since when are you all in on Logan? You know?
No comment. Legitimately, no freaking comment. So we do not think Shanae handled things well. We think no. Logan handled things well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about Jacob. I'm just seeing if I missed anything. Yeah, Jacob handled his feelings well. And Andrew and Brittany, they made peace. It's fine. They're fine. Yeah,
they're both like, you're not the one, and we're okay with it.
Andrew and Jasenia, for those of you that forgot, and Brittany and Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So we're feeling that. And then we love the reunions of Johnny and Victoria. That was cute. And Serene and Brandon, obviously. Brandon was going freaking insane.
They said they love each other. I was like, okay, stop. Stop. This
too
is
soon.
Too much. Yeah,
it's
this
too
is
soon.
Too much.
It's too soon. But they're definitely going to get engaged at the end of this, no doubt about it. And the other thing, too, like, obviously Victoria was talking about her quote-unquote checklist mm-hmm. to Johnny, and Johnny's like, why do you have to bring that up, you know? And Johnny is younger than Victoria. Victoria mm-hmm. is 29. So do you think she was doing the right thing after, you know, dating Alex, and then she asked Johnny not to date anyone? Like, do you think that's logical?
I mean, do I think it's logical? No. Do right. I get where she's coming from? Yes. Like, you would want people not to date other people, and also Johnny seemed happy not to date other people. Like mm-hmm. if someone came on the beach who checked all of his boxes, like, who's to say? And for Victoria's credit, like, she was trying really hard and she got the date card. It's not mm-hmm. like Alex asked her. I and then Johnny's freaking out about this whole checklist thing. Like, I did think that Victoria and Johnny had, like, a very healthy conversation for the most part. I was just disappointed that Johnny wasn't, like, ready to stand up and fight for Victoria.
That's fair.
You just wanted to walk away.
I mean, I felt bad for Johnny, and Johnny's 26, just PSA, in case y'all didn't know, just saying. And he's just, you know, he's really into her.
He and is.
3 years, the age difference, that is not a big deal.
Not at all.
I've dated people a year younger, 2 years, no comment. I was fine. So I don't know if you have, Alex, but just saying, like, yeah. It's not a big deal. That's not a deal breaker. And it's not, like, something on my checklist, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Layla? Just making sure she's listening.
She looks like she's dead.
That's why I looked at her. I'm like, Are you paying attention? Layla, do you have a boyfriend?
Layla. What She's about like, Colty?
What about Colty? Who's that?
Your boyfriend? Yes. Colty's your boyfriend.
Who's that?
Layla, is Colty your boyfriend?
Oh.
Yes.
Layla, tell us about him.
She's like, where's Colty?
Layla, tell us about him.
So we adopted Layla. We rehomed her. And her boyfriend / brother, I guess. It's weird with dogs, you know? They like to sniff each other's butts regardless of their sexual preference. He still lives in that house. So every so often we'll do puppy play dates. And Layla loves Colty.
Ooh, yeah. Look at the ears go up. You love him.
Layla loves Colty.
Oh. Layla, do you want to go on Bachelor in Paradise?
You want to go on Paradise? You want to go on Paradise?
You want to meet Colty at the beach?
Layla does love the beach. She hates the water, but she loves the beach. She's like, let's go. Let's go right now.
You want to go, Layla? You want to go to the beach? I'm just realizing now that she can't hear me.
Yeah, she can't hear you. That's why I keep repeating. Honestly, she has great hearing, and my volume on my headphones is pretty loud. Did you just see her yawn?
Yeah, she's like, this podcast is really boring today. Yeah, like, I think you girls should just stop.
Yeah, she's like, give me my Alex back. I just want to snuggle.
Yeah, but I think we pretty much hit everything. So obviously we think Johnny's a better fit for Victoria, as mm-hmm. much as we love Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do you think, did you also see Johnny's face when Alex introduced himself to him for the first time?
Yeah,
he was like,
it was so cringe.
It was weird. I'm like, all right, well, now the ball's in Victoria's court, as he said, to make a decision. And I feel like she's, like, leading them both on a little bit, but at the same time, like, she has to decide what's best for her. So
yeah,
that's what I have to say. Dating is crazy.
I am once again asking why the fuck Rick and Olu went home.
I just don't get it. I wish I had an answer for you.
They're so hot.
You know, maybe they'll be on next season, or maybe they'll come back at some point later on.
Oh, yeah. We saw in the preview some people might be coming back.
Next week, but we got to save that for next week. I think we pretty much hit everything today.
No, there's one thing. What did you think right at the end of the episode when Britt is all like, oh, I finally found Tyler. I'm finally happy. And then Jasenia approaches Tyler.
That was weird.
And then she's like, I just wanted to talk because, like, I'm connected to Andrew and you're connected to Britt and they were connected to each other. And I'm like, what
this
the
is
fuck
freaking
is going on?
Geometry Beach. Geometry Beach.
Geometry
it's just
Beach.
Like the gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
But I can't wait to see this madness next week. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be great.
But you know what? We are here for it, and this is what we report to you about. Always. It brings
I'll make sure Layla has some talking points next episode.
Yeah, Layla, if you want to be a co-host, you're going to need to say more.
She's like, Amanda, I know it's the best two-on-one ever, but I am so sweet.
Layla, come up, do an up close to the camera. Come on, come say hi. Tell everyone we'll see them next week.
Oh,
oh, yeah. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Well, we promise to be more alert. I don't know what happened this week, but we're good.
I promise to make sure my microphone is plugged in. I'm so sorry about the audio quality.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bye.